Every year, Australians commemorate Anzac Day to honour those who fought and sacrificed for our country. This year, though, the date falls on a Saturday, and it's created a national split. Some states will get an extra public holiday, while others won't. The inconsistency has sparked debate about fairness, workers' rights, and how we recognise days of significance. The Wire's Thomas Kutis reports.
As Australians prepare to honour those who fought and sacrificed for the country, this year's Anzac Day has exposed a familiar divide, with some states offering a substitute public holiday on Monday and others sticking to the Saturday observance, leaving workers with very different entitlements depending on where they live. Dr. Giuseppe Carabetta is an Associate Professor of Workplace and Business Law at the University of Technology Sydney Business School.
Only if you're in New South Wales, Thomas, WA, or the ACT, which have assigned an additional. So if you're an employee in those states and you're rostered to work on those particular days, you get 2 days. But only assuming that, you know, you're rostered both on the Saturday, or you normally work on the Saturday, and the Monday.
All right. And can employees refuse to work on public holidays, or does that depend on the role or industry or even boss in that matter?
Yeah, it partly, in reality, it probably depends on the boss, if I can say that.
yeah.
But as you say, the industry is relevant. So it's a reasonableness test under the Act. And the Act says that the employer can't require you to work, Thomas, so they can't compel it. But they can request that they do so on reasonable grounds. And there are various criteria, some of which you've already mentioned, implicitly at least. But, you know, you need to give notice, for example, reasonable notice to the worker. You need to take into account their personal circumstances. So they may be a carer or that kind of thing. They may have a disability and other such personal circumstances, and they may raise those with you. You've also got to take into account the nature of the job. So the higher level the employee, the more likely it's going to be reasonable. And other factors which are normally used in these tests, like whether the employee will be entitled to, or whether there's something factored in to give the employee a top-up for these sorts of extra hours. And, you know, you find that with higher level sort of executives, perhaps, and other areas, you know, political assistance and that kind of thing. But, you know, you really need to be in a senior role sort of thing.
Now, some talk about that when you work on a public holiday, you get some sort of higher pay. Are there any specific pay rules when it comes to Anzac Day, public holiday?
Yes. So the first thing you need to do, Thomas, is that you would need to check whether you are covered by either an industrial award across the industry or an enterprise agreement. And if you are, those things invariably will say that if it's a public holiday, you're entitled to penalty rates. And it can be quite expensive for the employer, especially if they're unexpected.
What rights do employees have when it comes to work conditions?
Oh, the work conditions basically remain the same. But if you are required to work, you have your general entitlements, and then you have your ordinary pay, which is the main entitlement, plus anything else that the award or the agreement gives you as a top-up. And as I say, that can be quite substantial.
Now, just to finish off, what are your thoughts about working or not working on a public holiday, or should that be a bit of a choice?
That's a great question. Well, I've had that question before, Thomas, this week, and it really got me thinking. I mean, I feel a bit strange in terms of, you know, taking Anzac Day and swapping Anzac Day or just...
Yes.
I think, I think it's a bit onerous to ask a worker. But again, I have to say, as an academic, it really depends. If you're in, you know, if you work for an essential service organisation, that's a different story. But with something like Anzac Day, if I can come back to that again, I think it's really important to commemorate. Now, the tricky thing is now that we've got the extra day in New South Wales. So, you know, I wouldn't feel so bad. But then the second limb of your question, when it comes to things like Australia Day, if you want to protest against celebrating Australia Day, we've had employers agree up front To allowing you to swap that. And I think that's a great idea.
Regardless of the extra Monday, Australians will still gather to honour those who fought and sacrificed, even as states handle the day differently.
Associate Professor Giuseppe Carabetta from the University of Technology Sydney there, speaking with The Wire's Thomas Kutis.